You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Well, here in Spain this week, I welcome Chris McCann into the studio. The last time he was here, we discussed the UK's tax financial landscape, and now the dust is beginning to settle on the UK general election. We'll return to the subject and what the future may hold for UK tax and pensions. So, Chris, long time, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Howard. Good and yourself?
Yeah.
How are you?
Yes. Well, we're into the hot time of the year, aren't we? Anyway, we expect that. So let's start with the basics, Chris. What did the Labour Party's manifesto include with regards to income tax, national insurance contributions and VAT?
Okay, well, to date, Labour's stance has been that they will not seek to raise either income tax or national insurance. In writing for the Daily Mail in May of this year, Rachel Reeves, the now Chancellor of the Exchequer, commented that, and I will read her words, "I do not believe you can tax and spend your way to growth, and I didn't come into politics to raise taxes on working people." As regards VAT, a key Labour Party policy is the introduction of VAT for private school fees. And speaking at the Labour conference in October 2023, again, Rachel Reeves commented that in my first budget as Chancellor, I will end the tax loophole which exempts private schools from VAT and business rates. The Labour Party have actually estimated that this could raise an additional £1.8 billion per year. Pounds, that is.
But what about capital gains tax?
In fact, the Labour manifesto makes no mention of other CGT measures, and Labour have ruled out introducing CGT on the disposal of a primary residence. However, it has been reported that they are drawing up a list of options to raise tax revenue in the future, and if needed, raising the rate of CGT is going to be one of those options.
And the next obvious question, what can British expatriates expect with regard to inheritance tax and the domicile regime?
Well, I've spoken about on previous radio broadcasts. Well, the UK Conservative government already proposed abolishing the UK's tax regime for non-UK domiciled individuals, the Labour manifesto simply confirms that it plans to abolish the non-dom loophole, although there are no specific proposals for a replacement regime for the short-term residents. Labour stated in April 2024 that they support many aspects of the original proposals, but they would make some changes should they form the next government, which obviously they are now the government. The most significant of these would be to make sure that all foreign assets within trusts would be liable to UK inheritance tax. In addition, they would not choose to introduce a tax discount on remittances in the first year of the new rules. Aside from the proposals in relation to offshore trusts, there was no other reference to IHT in the Labour manifesto. However, it has been reported that Labour are drawing up tax-raising options that include significant changes to IHT. The report suggests this could relate to scrapping or changing the rules for business relief and agricultural relief to raise tax revenue without changing the headline rates of IHT. It is also possible that similar changes are being considered on lifetime gifts, where currently no IHT is due where a person lives more than 7 years after making a gift. IHT, UK inheritance tax, is often described as the most hated tax, so it is highly unlikely that changes would be implemented without consultation, and it's rumoured that Labour intends presenting any reform options to the Office for Budget Responsibility for analysis before announcing any proposals and a consultation period.
That sounds like a bit of belts and braces.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
Well, finally, Chris, what do you know about the plans for the pension regime?
Okay, on to pensions. Labour had previously stated that they would reintroduce the lifetime allowance charge. However, during the election campaign, this was dropped, meaning that other changes to the pension tax regime are more likely in the future. Currently, individuals receive tax relief up to 45% are making pension contributions and pass their pension on free of IHT on death. It's been rumoured that this IHT relief is being considered as part of a wider review of capital taxes. In addition, previously Rachel Reeves has campaigned to reduce tax relief for pension contributions for high earners, saying that introducing a flat rate of relief at 33% would be a welcome boost for basic rate taxpayers and a cut in the savings subsidy for higher earners.
Well, Chris, with this changing political landscape, maybe it's a good time to look at our finances. How can people get in touch with Levin Swangs?
Well, as you mentioned, Howard, things are changing all the time at the moment. And if listeners would like to keep updated or would like to contact one of our local advisors, they can visit our website, levinsfranks.com. And on the website, if they would like to get together with one of our advisors, they can fill in a contact form and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch as soon as possible to arrange the most appropriate next steps.
Many thanks. And I think we're going to be talking again next week.
I believe we are, Howard. I look forward to it.
Likewise.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.